Show your test.
So we're holding in the middle of the Indian. One of the Mesad of the Dvorim, to stall them in the right way. Let me help Tzachot. In the Mishneh, state that Shutvim have to build a wall out as a kriya or as rotsu, and lefichoch im nafal hakoyis el amokim ve'avonim shel shneir. So it's a matter that the Mishnah be'etzem is saying two chidushim. One chidush the Mishnah is saying that they have to build a wall together. It's the first chidush. And the second chidush is, while they have to build the wall together, לפיכוך אם נפל הקויסר למוקים ואבונים של שניים. לפיכוך אם נפל הקויסר למוקים ואבונים של שניים. These are the two חידושים of the Mishnah. One that they have to build together, and the second חידוש is לפיכוך, while they have to build together, we assume that they build together. לפיכוך אם נפל הקויסר למוקים ואבונים של שניים. These are the two חידושים of the Mishnah. And the Gemara asked the Kasha of them פשיטה. And then the Gemara asked the Kasha Pshita. And we saw as three drachim how to learn the Gemara. Now I want to be mimi the Dvorim, you'll hear exactly. Tchilas HaDvorim. The first way, this is Tesis way. This is the leichter way. That the Gemara is telling us a. Why you have to have the second Chiddush of the Mishnah? That lefichoch, while they have to build together, even if they don't have to build together, misafek, moment of mudel besafek cholkim, we would do yachloiku. Ve'afilu benafal rishus chad minayu. That's the tesis. So the Gemara is asking a kasha. I don't need to say that while. What does the Mishnah? While they have to build together, I could assume that they build together. Lefichoch im nafal akoyisel amokim ve'avonim shel shneihem, even under. Even without the chiddush that they have to build together, I would assume that the halacha would be that you do yachloiku. Why? Mamen amutel besafek cholkim. Ve'afilu nafal rishus chad minayu. And misafek I would say yachloiku. Lo zi digmoras kasha. And the Gemara's answer is, Leitzricha, the Nofal Roshus Chad Minayu Veshol Bershus Hayarbe. And he has a Migu, he could have said, Lekuach Ubiyadi. So maybe believe him that he built it with Migu de Lekuach. Kumash Malon, Valdi could build together with such a starke Anan Tzadi. So it's Migu Negedeidim, Migu Negedeidim Lo Yamrinen. This is the Kumash Malon of the Gemara. So the Fidam, the Tzuras HaDvorim of the Mishnah is, the Mishnah said that they have to build together, and while they have to build together, Bemele, you have to do Yachloiku. And even, Bemele, Nofal HaKoyes HaMokim HaVolim Shel Shneihem, Frank the Gemara, even without having to build together, it will be Yachloiku, Asmol HaMudul B'Sofek Cholkim, Afilu B'Nofal HaShus Dechad Minayil. And the answer is, Shor B'Shus Harbe, Yazamig of the Lekuach, and Komashul under the Lefichoch, and Ansali, that they built together is so stark, it wins the Migu. Not all the Rishonim hold like that, Rimagash and all the Rishonim hold, Migu wins Lefichoch, but if it is, does the good for the Chidush, that the Lefichoch wins the Migu. Das ist der Chirush lefi Teisus. Pseida, glatt. Lefi Rashi, the Gemara's kasha is, even without that they have to build together, I would know Yachloiku as Shtayim Oichzim Metalis. And Evi Kois as Shtayim Oichzim Metalis. And for the Gemara, lo yitzricha denof al Yerushus dechad minayu. Vemele is a Muchzik. So without the Lefichoch, he would get it. He's a Tofus. Kamash or Lefichach that he doesn't get it. So Lefichach, we have to speak out a little bit. Without the Lefichach, without that I'm knowing that they have to build together, I would say, Shtayim Oichzim Metalis Yachloiku. Zog the Gemara Litzricha, why the Mishnah has to say Lefichach if it's Nofa Lirshus Chad Minayu? So he's a Tofus. He's not a Muchzek. There's no right. We know how it came to him. But Lemaisa is a Tofus. So he's a Tofus, so maybe he would get it. Kamash Malon Lefichach that he doesn't get it. Why he doesn't get it? Oh, because Lefichach is a very starke Raya. Or even without a starke Raya. Tfisa only helps when you don't know what is the Matzev. Oh, but Tfisa doesn't help when I know what is the Matzev. Das ist Shittas Rashi. Shittas Arimigash, and listen carefully. The Rimigash says, the Gemara never asked the Kasha Pshita. Without the halacha that they have to build together, would never be achloiku. Would be called the alim, it munach, would not be achloiku. Avada, the Mishnah is only vile lefichoch. While they have to build the wall together, this is the only reason to make achloiku. Lo yitzur, they don't have to build the wall together, would never be a tzad to do achloiku. Only because they have to build the wall together, I could assume, that they build it together, b'mele yachloiku. The Hainu without Lefichach would never be yachloiku. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Frag the Gemara, aber pshita that yachloiku Lefichach. After I know that they build together, so everyone could ois cheshbin himself. That mistome they build together, because an ansari that they could force each other, so if the wall falls, b'shus chad minayu, for sure he will not get it. So why I need the Mishnah to tell me? Why I need the Mishnah to tell me that what? That the Mishnah will tell me that if a koisel falls, while they have to build together, I could assume that they build together. Lefichoch yachloiku. I could cheshbon as myself. That while they have to build together, b'meile mistome they build together, b'meile the wall belongs to both. So what is the kasha of the Gemara Pshita? Different from the first two Me'alchim. The first two Me'alchim, the Pshita was, why I need to say Bichlal Lefichoch, while they have to build together Yachloiku, even without having to build together, would have to be Yachloiku. Or because Mamon and Buddha Besofek, or because Shtayim Oichzim, this is the Rashi and Tesis. Lefinah Rimigashno, without the Mishnah, would not be Yachloiku. Without the Mishnah, would not be Yachloiku. I would not know Yachloiku without the Mishnah. I would not assume Yachloiku without the Mishnah. But after the Mishnah said that they have to build together, so now that I know that they have to build together, I could myself ois cheshbin and ois firim that if mistoma they have to build together, so mistoma they build together, and mistoma they build together, so maybe you have to do Yachloiku. So why the Tana has to help me and speak it out? Lefichoch, im nofal hakoisel amokim ve'avolim shel shneihem. Why the Tana has to speak out the lefichoch? I can't figure it out myself. Then I'm not asking a kasha that without the halacha that they have to build together, I would know yachloiku. I would not know it. But now that I know that they have to build together, I know as an ansadi that they build together, I know that mistome they build together, so I could say myself lefichoch. The Tana told me they have to build together. So after the Tana told me that they have to build together, so I assume that they build together, right? After the Tana told me that they have to build together, I will assume that they build together. So now after the Tana told me that they build together, I assume that they have to build together. So the wall falls and belongs to both. So why I need the Tana to speak it out to me? Lefichoch im nofal hakoisel amokim ve'avonim shel shneihem. What I need is help from the Tana to ois fear in this cheshbon. I can't fear ois the cheshbon myself. This is the Gemara's kasha. I'll ask you a shayla. The moshul is a halacha in the Chanukah. You find a box of Chanukah outside the house. Who it belongs to? Mistome, to the person. Vashtein, the Chanukah you light outside. Mistome, it belongs to me. And the Tana has to say, Lefichoch, it says to light Chanukah outside. So if you see a pushka outside, Mistome, it belongs to the Bible. Everyone can feel it himself. It says to build together. So if the wall falls, Mistome, they build together. I mean, yedder yingel getrachen das. Then Mistome, they build together. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Hainu, what I need you to tell me Lefichoch, I could feel Lefichoch myself. So what is the answer of the Gemara now? So now, after this is the Kasha of the Gemara, what is the answer? So we said the vial. The answer is what the Gemara says. Ritzira the nofar shus the chad minayu. And what? Vial is a tofus. So even that I know that they built together, and I assume that they built together, but I would think that what? That a tfisa helps. Why? I know that they built together. I know that they built together. I always cheshmen that they built together, right? I always cheshmen that they built together. But I would think, you're right that they built together, but if one of them became a tofus, so mistame, he could have it now. So again, the question was, don't tell me lefichoch. I myself could think about lefichoch. If two people have to build, for sure belongs to both. Kumash malon leitzricha the nofar l'shus dechad minayu. Nu, et fell l'shus chad minayu, and then what? So now he's a tofus. So I would think that what? Even that I know that they built together, tfisa helps. Why? But I know that they built together. I know that they built together. So why tfisa will help? The Teretz says, I would know that they built together. If it falls to the street, divided. Right? Again, we asked the kasha, don't tell me lefichoch. I could figure out myself that they built together. If they have to build together, they built together. The Teretz says, yeah. I could figure out that they built together and mistame they built together. So if I find it in the street, mistame they built together. If I find it b'rishu stam, mistame they built together. But if one of them is a tofus, I will think that the anatsadi, it's not so strong to win the tofus. I would think that it's not so strong to win the tofus. Kamash malon, that it is strong. Interesting. I thought that not, and kamash malon that yet. We can learn on that. For sure the words are not written down in the Rimigash. He doesn't explain it. Again, here's the first knesh where we have to be oimed then. So I'm saying now after that we have the sugya klo, we could see what we have to be oimed, what is strange, what doesn't make sense. And the pshat of the Rimigash, avi arishonim, the Rebbe from the Rambam. What is the pshat? It's a modern pshat. Then bishneim lefi Rashi and Teisves. The pshat, the kasha is pshite. Yachloiku could come for different reasons. On lefichoch yachloiku could come. Yachloiku could come for different reasons. You could make yachloiku. You could make yachloiku because the lefichoch wins. Anan Sadi, Rashi. Lefi the Rimigash name. Without lefichoch, I would not know that belongs to both. About myself, I could figure out now that belongs to both. Now I could figure out myself that it belongs to both. What means I could figure out myself? Dainu, even if I will find it in the street, I would know. Dainu, without the Mishneh, I would think called the Alim Yemunach. Now that it says that they built together, I could figure out myself. And for the Gemara, you're right that you could figure it out yourself. Oh, but if it fell, even that you would know that it belongs to both. And you figured it out that it belongs to both. But if one of them would be a tofus, he would get it. If one of them would be a tofus, he would get it. Komash malon lefichoch, that he's not getting it. And this needs a pshat. What is the komash malon? I would think that the tfisa is stark. I would think that enech enami, I know that they build it together, the lefichoch, I'm misvog, I know lefichoch. But if someone is a tofus, we saw it, fell into his house. I know that they built together, but he's a tofus. Tofus is starker from the lefichoch. I know that they build it together, but it's good for stark. But if someone is a tofus, I would not think that it's enough. So the Mishnah told me that it is enough. I would not think that it's enough. Kamashmanan that it's enough. About the words of the Rimigash, don't explain it. It has to be Psaganz along this. I thought Lefichoch is 80, now I know Lefichoch is 90. And don't tell. So, people tell me, yeah, Komash Malon, the Lefichoch is very stark. The Rimigash Miyad finishes, but if you have a Migu, it wins the Lefichoch. It's not so strong. I thought it's very, very weak. Komash Malon, it's medium. Mamish Modne. If the Rimigash would say, Komash Malon, Lefichoch is a stark Ezach, I hear. But the Rigash himself says, the Migu will win Lefichoch. Lefichoch is not so stark. So I would think it's go weak. Tfisa helps. Komash Malon. No, it's not go weak. Tfisa doesn't help. Oh, but it's go stark. If the guy has a Migu, he's told me he will win the Lefichoch. Stop, it's a Samot Nezach.
I told him the Fichlach is Gornish. Now I know it's not Gornish, but it's not Mamish Mamish. It's not so stark. Migu doesn't know. Who told him he gash to guess so much Pshotim? Kashu the Gemara is I could figure it out myself, but I can't figure that I could win a Muchzik. Kamash that I could win a Muchzik, but it can't win a Migu. It's not Mamish or stark. This is the Koishi in the Rimigash. Say, Nishla Zeishmer. We can't say that the Komashmelon is. Komashmelon is that it wins a Muzik. Not 100, it's 80. I thought it's a 10. It can't win a Muzik even if Mamish Gornish. Only if no one is a Muzik, I do Yachloiku. But if Epis is a Muzik, someone is a Tophus with it, I can do Yachloiku. Komashmelon, that it could. We're not so stuck like this. It can't win a Migu, something in between. No. Im Kabbalah in a Kabel. This is the Schwerkeit. Achra Iyun. Two days the Rimigash. You come out. What is Schwer in the Rimigash? So to answer this Shaila, we'll leave this Kasha. Again, you could learn. Yeah, Komash Melon Medium. But it's not the MS Pshat, but Asach Lernan Aze. Asach Hoshve Lernan Aze. Also nicht MS. But this Devar, we'll leave it in a Kasha. Let me get into the second part of the Sugya. And then we'll go back to answer it. The Rishonim say, Komash Melon from our Sugya, Shutfim Leikab Di Adodi. Komash Melon from our Sugya, that is Shutfim Leikab Di Adodi. What is the Komash Melon from our Sugya, that Shutfim Leikab Di Adodi? We learn out from our Sugya, Shutfim Leikab Di Adodi. What is the Yesod of Shutfim Leikab Di Adodi? The normal Yesod of Shutfim Leikab Di Adodi is, we said, when I have a jacket, and someone else goes around with my jacket and claims that he bought it for me, says Chazoke kol ma shetachas yad odom mushaloi. Then it says, yesterday I was the morekame, I was the first bailim. The chayfes was by me, but now we see it by him. Achzuke in shebegan veloy machzikinen. So val achzuke in shebegan veloy machzikinen. We assume that it belongs to the person that is holding on to it now. He's not a ganev. How it came to him? Mistome, he bought it. Aber shutvim lekavdi adodi. If a chavis belongs to a shutvim and you see it by one guy, he can't claim that he bought it. Why? Shutvim let each other to take away the chavis. They shoot him in all different things. So b'mele, they let each other to take the chavis. Like kelim ha'asuyim le'ashir ve'le'askir. Like goitres, the Gemara says, ein lehem chazoke. Shutvim lekavdi adodi. Shutvim lekavdi adodi. Goitres, ein lehem chazoke. We know how they came. Kelim asuim le'ashir ve'le'askir, ein lehem chazoke. When we say Eilem Chazoke means the other guy can claim that the fact that it's by me, it's proof that it's by me. Aval lemoshel, amachlif poro bechamoyer. And you don't know when the baby was born. The Gemara says, amoytzi mechaver olav araye. If it is by Reuven, the baby stays by Reuven. If it's by Shimon, the baby stays by Shimon. It's goydres. Shimon and Reuven are not claiming it's a raya that I'm not a ganav. Everyone knows. We changed the cow by the chamoyer. We made achlof and was a baby born. And we don't know the hour. So we say, amoytzi mechaver olav araye. Leave it where it is. This is tfisa. We're not discussing now tfisa. We're discussing tainas lekuach. A person wants to claim that he bought a chayfetz. Shutvim lekavdi adodi. So shutav is not neman to claim, as ishtei the Rambam, that he bought it from his friend. That's the halacha for shutvim lekavdi adodi. The same thing, the halacha, if goyder sein lem chazoke, kelim asuim le'ashiv le'askir. So the Rishonim say, shmamino from our sugya, the klal of shutvim lekavdi adodi. As I zog the rif. Umehosh aminen. ששוטפים בהיגבנה לקבדי הדודי. אז אני זוג ברימיגש, שמינן מאוכל שוטפים לקבדי הדודי. דרוש, שמינן מאוכל שוטפים לקבדי הדודי. רבי נהיה נרש בו. And here's three questions. Three questions. What is the שייכס to our סוגיה שוטפים לקבדי הדודי? I want to explain the first question. What happened by us? Is a wall? It collapsed to one side. The שייכס is a מוחזק, it's not a מוחזק. Here we know how it came. It's goydres. Goydres in lehem chazoke. He's a tofus. Amayitzim chalav araya. He can't, it's not a raya. We know what happened. It fell. Aber amayitzim chaver lehem araya. Misofik, we will leave it where it is. So, komash melon lefichuch, that you don't leave it. Aber what is the shaykh is the shutvim lekabdi ha'adodi? Shutvim lekabdi ha'adodi is a different yesoid. That is no question how it came to you, because I led you to take it. Here we know how it came. The stones fall in your shoes. The shaykh, if the chazoke helps against lefichuch, it doesn't help. Teisus, rashi, rimigash, tipshot in the gemore. What is the shaykh is the shutvim lekabdi ha'adodi to our sugya? Here the guy that is wants to get it doesn't say, you know, it's proof that it's mine, why it's by me? Why it's by you was a wind.
and it fell into your reshus. We know why it's by you. The wind blew it into you. It fell into your reshus. We know exactly why it's by you. We're not discussing why it's by you. The fact that it's by you, this is not a proof to us that it's yours. There's no proof at all from the fact that it's by you that it's yours. This is not the noise. This is not the noise. The noise is, you say, but I'm a muhzik, I'm a tofus. The baby is by me. We don't know where's the stones. We don't know who built the wall. Leave it by me, misafik. That is a riot that I bought it. So what is the shaykh to the sugi of shutfim lekab di adodi? Even if shutfim kab di adodi, we know how it came to you. The shaykh of the muhzik helps against the lefich ochonat. What is the shaykh to say, shamin en meoche, shutfim lekab di adodi? What is the shaykh in the kesher to shutfim lekab di adodi? What is the shaykh to shoot for the kav di adodi? What is the shaykh to shoot for the kav di adodi? A shaykh to shoot for the kav di adodi? No shaykh. No shaykh at all. This is the first shayla. Second shayla. The second shayla. We don't know what shutfim lekav di adodi. The reason here that the muhzik doesn't help because the lefichich is starker. Lefi teisis anan tzadi, lefi rashi lefichoch, lefi dirimigash 80%, 20%. The lefichoch wins. What is the shaykh is the shutfim lekav di adodi? Here we say the reason is not his because we know lefichoch that he built the wall. Teisa says it's anan tzadi. Lefi Rashi we don't know exactly. Lefi Rimigash he said 80%, 70% achveitish. That's the reason he gets it. What is the shaykh to shoot to lekab de adodi? So the first shaykh was is no shaykh to shoot to lekab de adodi. Slam. Here we know how it came. Even without the said of shoot to lekab de adodi, we know what happened. It fell. Other tfisa helps, other tfisa doesn't help. There's no shaykh to the sugi of shutfim lekab di adodi. And the second shayla is, here he wins because the lefichoch. And the third shayla is, and if mishuma, it doesn't work, you have to come to shutfim lekab di adodi. The first kasha, don't hold from it. Don't hold from the second shayla. Don't say lefichoch is enough. So the question is, so how you say shutfim lekav di adodi? The guy that is holding on to it, he claims that he's not a shutef. He claims that he built it on his own. Al zeh medonim if he's a shutef or not. A person is a muhzik. I'll tell you, every guy that goes out with my jacket, and he'll say it's his, I'll say, no, we're a shutef. So it's not a, I'm claiming I'm not a shutef. Every guy will say, I'm a shutef. Every guy that is machzik a chefetz of mine, I'm going to lose it completely. Say, no, he don't chab, yes, they were made a shutef.
He was a shutef.
No, I'm claiming that I was. Every time when a guy rocks off in my jacket, instead of losing the jacket, I'll say, you don't chab, 10 years ago we made shutefus. I'm going to lose it now completely, right? Because I'm going to chabal avaray. So let me declare shutefus and get it back. The answer the guy says, I'm not a shutefus by me. So shutefim lekab di adodi doesn't help when the guy claims that he was never a shutef. And if the lefichoch says that they shoot him, so the lefichoch wins. So mimanafshach again. First, we don't understand what is the shaykh is to shoot him lekab di adodi here. Stam is no muhzokis. We saw how it came to you. Aleph, beis, lefichoch wins. And if lefichoch doesn't win, and you have to come to shoot him lekab di, alam is you could say shoot him lekab di. But here, when the guy claims that he's not a shootef, you can't tell him shoot him lekab di adodi. These are the three kashas. So we mentioned is one way. And this is the easy way. Unazei mistome is the pshat in Rabbi Niyene. And mistome azei pshat in the Rashbo. Maybe in the Rif. But avade, our sugi has no shaykhes to shoot from lekav di adodi. Our sugi has no shaykhes to shoot from lekav di adodi. Our sugi works without shoot from lekav di adodi. So how it works in our sugi? The way it works in our sugi is while we know that they build the wall together, b'meila we do yachloiku al tzlefichoch. We know that they build the wall together. So while we know that they build the wall together, we do yachloiku. If it takes us an ansadi, if it is showing him 80%, 70%, yachloiku because lefichoch. So what is the Shamin and Meoche? The Rishonim meant, but it's mashma in the Gemara, that yachloiku in every case in the world, even in a case that no one was there when the wall fell down, and we don't know where the stones now, and the guy comes and says, the stones are by me, and he has the migu, he could have said, I bought it. We saw the stones fall in the middle, Lamazagan. Now we see the stones by him. He says, I bought it. And even so is Yachloiku. Even when a person could tiny lokachti. So now when he says, I build a wall, believe him, Bemigu de lokachti. So how the Mishnah says that in every case you do Yachloiku, it's not true. Lu Yitzuya, we didn't see how the stones came to him. We didn't see that it falls down together. Or even if it falls down in one place and then paninu, the other guy moved it to his reshus, and we didn't see how he moved it. So be'etzem he has a migu, he could have said lokachti. So Vali has a migu that he could have said lokachti. So believe him now that he says that he built it, b'migu de lokachti. And all the Rishonim learn that migu neged lefichoch helps. So we'll shvel to the Rishonim how the Mishnah says that in every case in the world will be achloiku. How the Mishnah says that in every case in the Mishnah will be Yachloiku. In every case the Halacha is Yachloiku. How it could be that in every case the Halacha is Yachloiku? Some cases has to be that it's no Yachloiku. Why? Lu Yitzuya, the stones fell on one side, and the other guy was Mefaneh to his Rishus. The other guy was Mefaneh to his Rishus. So the stones fell on one side, and the other guy was Mefaneh to his Rishus. Or, we didn't see how it fell, and now it says by him. So he's never to say, I bought it from you. So now believe him that he built it b'migu de lokachti. So how the Tana says that Alemol lefichoch wins. So Taisa says in that base, lefichoch is anansabi. But the Rishonim learned that it's not anansabi. So why yachloiku? The answer is, shutfim lekab di adodi. So he's not never to say lokachti. B'mele, he doesn't have a migu. So again, we need the lefichoch to say that it belongs to both. After that, we know that it belongs to both as lefichoch. So if we see it fall, we divide it midin lefichoch. Even if one is a muhzik, not because shutfim lekavdi, the lefichoch divides it to two. The lefichoch says that both of them are owners. So if it falls the reshus chad minayu, the lefichoch says belongs to both. Just now, if it disappears, now if it goes away. Now if it disappears, now if it goes away, so b'chai gavne. B'chai gavne now, be'etzem is nema to say lokachti, so maybe he will be nema to say bonisi. B'migu de lokachti, of them, and if the Tana says that even so he can't say bonisi, and we don't assume that he has a migu, obviously he's not nema to say lokachti, why? Shutvim lekavdi ha'adodi. So what helps shutvim lekavdi ha'adodi? So vay lefichoch says that both of them build it. Vay lefichoch says that both of them build it. So we know that they build it together. We know for sure that they build it together. So why we know for sure that they build it together? So b'meila they're shutfim. So b'meila when he says lokachti, he's not nemo. So b'meila he doesn't have a migu de lokachti. This is the Rishon. This is the Rishon. So b'das ha-Rishonim, the Rashba and Rabbi Yehine and maybe the Rif, you need lefichoch. Without lefichoch, there's no shaykhis to shoot him lekabdi. We saw how it falls. Without lefichoch, I don't know that the shoot him. Lefichoch himself is enough. But there's another problem in the sugya. What would be if after a while it's yoytze meshuzechot and he says, I build it, b'migu de lokachti. The Talmud says, well, in the beginning I know that belongs to both us lefichoch, so I know that he's a shoot-off, so mele I can't say, Bonisi b'migu de lokachti. And from here the Rishonim meant, shamin and me'ochet. And from here the Rishonim meant, shamin and me'ochet. This is the first part. But the problem is, Ali, the problem is, that from all the Rishonim, Einachanami, Rabbi Yehine and Rashba, you could say such a zach. And Rabbi Yehine and the Rashba, you could say such a zach. But in the Yad Ramah, and the Rimigash, it's not mashma. And all these Rishonim, it's mashma, that if the wall falls down, you know why achloiku? Not because of lefichoch, because shutvim lekavdi ha'adodi. We see the Rimigash inside. He says, komash malon, shutvim lekavdi ha'adodi. And the Shaykh is, what is the Shaykh?
The lefichoch gives it to him when it falls down. If later it's in his hands and you can tie the lekuach, after I know lefichoch, I know it's both, so you could take, you shlug away the lekuach because you can't say lekuach after I know. But the rishonim is mashma nishtazi. And the rishonim is mashma nishtazi. This is the problem be'etzem of the sugya, we be'etzem we're holding that we have to be masbi. So to answer that, let me gain a little bit to the oimeka in yonim if shutfim leikab the adodi. And it's an interesante zach. Shutfim leikab the adodi. It's a loshen ha-gemorin ha-bayis ve'aliyah. Before we see the gemorin ha-bayis ve'aliyah, we know what shutfim leikab the adodi means. Like goydres, we know how it came to you. Kemim asuim le'ashiv le'askir, we know how it came to you. Shutvim also le'kav di adodi. They led each other to hold on to chafotzim of the other person. So there's no proof from the fact that the chafetz is by you that it's yours. This is shutvim le'kav di adodi. From the fact that the chafetz is by you, it's not a raya that you bought it. I let you to have it. It's nishkin raya from the fact the chayfetz is by you. This is the normal way to learn shutfim lekab di adodi. Mask him. Goyd resen lehem chazoke. Shutfim lekab di adodi. Also, it's no chazoke. So I have a jacket that belongs to me and my shutef goes around with it. He can't say it's his. Why let him to have it? Shutfim lekab di adodi. Goyd resen lehem chazoke. Kelim asurim le'ashil en lehem chazoke. And this is the rishonim. Shamin en mehoche, the rif, the rosh. Rashba, Rabin Yehne, two people own a chayfet, and after a while it goes on by Yenem, Zog the Rishonim, even though normally you could say Lokachti, here you can't say Lokachti, why? Shutvim Loikab Di Adodi. This is all of the Rishonim. This would be good if we would only be learning Baba Basra and would have to go weiter. The problem is, we said, no shaykhis to our sugya in Echadami. The Rishonim moved it, not to our sugya. Oh, but later, if he wants to say Lokachti, he's not Neman to say Lokachti. Later, if he wants to say Lokachti, he's not Neman to say Lokachti. But I want to move it to the next step. We open the Gemara in Abayis Ve'aliyah, and listen carefully, this part is Nogat to Kol HaTeirikulo. After, we'll cheshmen it back to our part. But this chelek, everyone has to know this chelek. First chaylik. Shutvim lekab di adodi, pashas azev, he goit reskelim, asurim le'ashim le'askir, morim cheskes alemol, is a raya, cheskes komash, tachas yodol mishaloi, he's not a ganev, so why it's by him, mistome, he bought it? Or by goit res, you don't have this raya? By goit res, you don't have this raya? And also the same thing, bekelim asurim le'ashim, you don't have this raya? And by shutvim, you also don't have this raya. By shutvim, you also don't have this raya. This is the normal effect. The problem is, when you learn the sugya in Abayis Ve'aliyah, it's a modne gemore, and the Ktzeis HaChoshen, stoz on it. The Ktzeis HaChoshen stoz on that gemore. The gemore says in Abayis Ve'aliyah, you had a house, that the house fell down. Now, so in the Chotzer Evon Shutfim, the two people are living in a building together, one lives in the bottom floor, one lives on the top floor. The shutvim. And the house fell. Now some of the stones, the rocks, smash when it falls. Some of the rocks are full, are whole. Everyone wants to get these rocks that are good to rebuild the house. The Gemara says, Yachloiku. If you remember the first days, it says that the Shaykhs, if our Mishnah is, we're going back to the Abayis Ve'aliyah. Maybe we'll have a new avon now on the taste was there. Our Mishnah Shutim is a hemshach from Abayis Ve'aliyah. You do Yachloiku. Frag the Gemara, why to do Yachloiku? Say, I'm moitzi mechaveiro yolavaraya. Look where the rocks are. If it's by my reshus, it's mine. If it's by your reshus, it's yours. I want to ask you now what the Gemara means, I'm moitzi mechaveiro yolavaraya. The house fell, was an earthquake, it fell to one side. Now the guy that is by him says, it's mine. He knows that it's his? He knows that it's his, no. So why he claims that it's his? Why he wants to get it? It's a raya that it's his? No raya. We know exactly. We saw the house was moving back and forth and it fell to his reshus.
So this is called tfise. Loshen Achroinim is, it's not chazoke amoichachas, chazoke kol ma shetachas yad odom ushaloi. It's a tfise. He's a tofus. It fell by him like a machlif poro bechamoir. It's not the raya, the fact that the baby is by me, that it's mine. But if it's by mine, we leave it by me. Trei v'trei. We leave it where it is. So while the stones fell to my reshus, we know how it came to you. It's not like the jacket, Mistomi, you're not a ganev, how it came to you. It's like goydres. We saw the house falling into your reshus. We saw exactly what happened. Aber mikol begin you a tofus. Ask him. So when the Gemara says, v'leime amoyitzi mechaveh olav araye, what the Gemara means to say amoyitzi mechaveh olav araye? Shragi. What the Gemara means to say amoyitzi mechaveh olav araye? What's mean the Gemara? If you see the stones fell to one place, so what do you do? Give it by the person that is by him. Not because we have a raya that is by him. Not because we have a raya that is his. But he's the muhzik. He's the muhzik. So you leave it by him because he's the muhzik. So again, a bais value is shtayim shenoflu. The aloch is yachloiku. Frag the gemara in b'mitzia, why yachloiku? Velech ze b'rshus man kaime, velehve idoch hamoitzi mechavei royol avaraye. ולך זה בשוס מן קיים ולהבי ידוח המועיצי מחבי רויול עברי אין פה דגימור שוטפים ליקב דיה דודי. What is the answer? Explain to me what is the answer. שוטפים, I didn't have, I know how it fell. I'm not trying to prove from the raya that it's by him. I'm not trying to prove from the raya that it's by him that he's a bailim. I know exactly how it came. It's goitrus. It fell. What the Gemara is answering, Shutfim Lekavdi Adodi? What is the pshat in the Gemara, Shutfim Lekavdi Adodi? What is the shaykhist to answer there, Shutfim Lekavdi Adodi? There's no shaykhist to answer there, Shutfim Lekavdi Adodi. What is the shaykhist to Shutfim Lekavdi Adodi? There's no shaykhist bichlal. Shutfim Lekavdi Adodi? Then we know exactly how it fell to his reshus. We know exactly how it came to his reshus. What you could say, shoot from Lekav the Adodi? What is the shaykhus to shoot from Lekav the Adodi? What is the shaykhus to shoot from Lekav the Adodi? So Rashi comes. There's a Rashi where he's there as margish in it. Zogt Rashi in Bob Metzia, nu pshat and shoot from Lekav the Adodi. Till now we learn pshat shutfim lekav di adodi. I don't mind, it's by you. I let you to have it. It's like goydres. There's no proof from the fact that it's by you. Rashi dir has a new shutfim lekav di adodi. Not the one that we're discussing in our sugya. Shutfim lekav di adodi, the person that the stones fall in his reshus, is makne his reshus to his friend, and the tzad that the stones belong to him. Friends let each other to use their karka. So when the house is falling into my chotzer, and the tzad that is your stones will fall into my chotzer, I will not become a muhzik, because I will marshal you the mokoim that the melech will be yours. So I'm not a tofus. I'm not a teretz. As I said, Rashi in Abayis Ve'Ali, shutim lekav di adodi, lemikne reshus edidei deafkure mafkalei, kol chad reshus elegabe chavrei leaniach shom chafotzov. Hilkach kinami yitov yasmin bershus dechad minayu laviidach amoitzi. This is the pshat of shutim lekav di adodi. So dear, okay, Rashi says it, the Ktzois follows the Rashi, the Ktzois is all busy in Kuf Petes, exactly where is the Kinyan? How you makne a karka, what it was, chvil, what's it does? It's mine, it's not his. Where is the Kinyan? Where is the Reshus? I could change my mind, I can change my mind. This is the Ktzeis, is all busy with the Ma'arit, how it works. Abba Lama Lozen does. A new Shutfim Lekav Di Adodi. I want to say, I know that no one explains it like that, but I think, Seichel HaYosha, it also makes sense. We're living in a house together. Now, and I'm not a Ganef, and the tzad that the stones belong to you, I left you to have them here in the meantime. And the sand of my stones, I want to have them. I'm not a Ganev, I'm not fighting with you. So, we're friends. Things, the wind is blowing. Your window, what happens, you think, when the house falls? His bed fell there, and his couch fell there. So, I got some mice. So, they shoot from the Kavdi Adodi. They let each other to have it. As I get shoot from the Kavdi Adodi. So, his mashil is mocking for the Avonim. Now, let me get into our sugi. By us, you could say the same shutvim lekav the adadi. You could say shutvim lekav the adadi by us. No shaykhs. Why? First, here the Rishonim say shutvim lekav the adadi, that the stones are by you. I let you to be by you. The Rishonim are not talking that the person that the karka is his is makne to the other person. And more for that, the person here doesn't want to be makne. He claims he built the wall on his own. He claims he built the wall on his own. He doesn't want to give his karka to his friend. Here you can say that nusach if shutim lekav the adodi for the gemara in Bavetzir. But the bigger kasha is the Rabbeinu Chanan al Bayos speaks about the shutim lekav the adodi, that people don't mind that their chefetz goes to the other person, and he shtels to the gemara in Abayis ve'aliyah. His medame, what we spoke till now, and shutim lekav the adodi, that I don't mind that it's by you, and he says that this is what the gemara says in Abayis ve'aliyah. And Abayis ve'aliyah is a different kind of shutim lekav the adodi. By us we're explaining that if you can't say lekuach, you can't claim that you bought it, because I would let you to take it. This is the shutim lekav the adodi from our sugya. I will let you to take it. This is the shutim lekav the adodi from our sugya. Rabbi Luchanan is medame our sugya to that sugya. So, Mishkenta. So here is the Pesach Advar. I want to go again to the sugya of Abayis ve'aliyah. Then, Ois Cheshen Bayos, it's Memele. Everyone can figure it out himself. We'll explain it. But I want the vote. We have again, we know shutim lekav the adodi the way we learn, the Rambam learns, everyone learns. It means that if the shutif walks off with my jacket, he can claim that it's a raya, it's his, because people, achzukich began v'leim achzikinen, because I would let him to walk off with it, because shutim lekav the adodi. We came to Abayis ve'aliyah, it just didn't make sense. Why? There we know exactly what happened. The wall, the house fell into your shoes. And there we discussed, v'meile, what is shaykh shutim lekav the adodi? There we're not discussing a raya. We're discussing us the tfise. So Rashi said a nupshat. It's not even a tfise. The guy gave his karka over. So to answer that, I want to mechada the nusach of the kasha, the way the achroinim speak out in l'shoinim the kasha, to give the teretz. Again, the nusach of the kasha is the loshen of the kasha. The nusach of the kasha is azay. We know that shuvim lekav the adodi means is no chazoke kol ma shetachas yad onu mishaloi cheskas raye. I'm the morikame. I'm the owner of the jacket. Now it's by you. So normally a metal to live as a chazoke is called cheskas kol ma. Chazoke kol ma shetachas yad onu mishaloi. A raye that it's yours. It wins the morikame. By goydres you don't have it. By kelim asim leashil you don't have it. By shutim you don't have it. Shutim lekav the adodi. But tfise is a different zach. When you have a suffix and no one knows who it belongs to, we're fighting, we take it, don't know who owns the real stones, Abayis ve'aliyah, we don't know who owns the stones, and one of them is a tafus, we're not coming al saraya. Everyone knows what happened. The wolf, the house fell into one reshus, but he's claiming that he's a tafus. And the Gemara says, shoot from lekav di adodi. And the shaila says, no shaykhah to shoot from lekav di adodi. Shoot from lekav di adodi is against cheskas raya. There it's a tfisa, as Eve Amach Lipora Bechamoy. It's a tfisa besveikis. It's a tfisa besveikis. So Rashi came and said a whole pshat. Rashi said a ganze pshat. What is the pshat of Rashi? No, he's not a tofus, because he's mashil the mokrim. So no yesoid. Shutef is mash. So one yesoid, shutef is not makbin, is no cheskas raya. In our sugya, and there's another yesoid in the sugya there, shutef is mashal demokim, but Rabbi Nuchanan and all tases in the base, all of them bring down the gemara Abayis ve'aliyah. Lefi them, the sugya in Abayis ve'aliyah is a different sugya. We saw the Ktzeis Taka learned that the sugya in Abayis ve'aliyah is a different sugya. How we answer it? Zogt Reb Nochem, it's in Sefer, one yesoid. Vaistois, all of the Rishonim didn't learn like the Rashi and Bav Metzia. They learned Kepshutoi Shal Gemore. The Gemore asked the Kasha, see where the stones are, where the rocks, where they fell to. And give it to that guy, he's a tofus. And the Gemore says, Shutvim Lekav Di Adodi. And the Gemore says, Shutvim Lekav Di Adodi. You're right, it doesn't make sense what the Gemore is saying. Because Shutvim Lekav Di Adodi is only that there's no raya from your tfise. because we know why it came to you. Here we're not talking an araya, we're talking about a tfise. We want you to get it mitzad a tofus, not mitzad a raya. This is what Teisa Rosh Dira explains. So what is the Gemara? So Rashi said a shtikl teire. The Rishonim don't want to say a shtikl teire. Says, shutfim loikap di adodi. Doesn't say he's mashil amokoim. Doesn't say he's magnetim amokoim. The Gemara says, shutfim loikap di adodi. Vos zog the Gemara ye. Vos it pshat in the Gemara, shutfim loikap di adodi. Zog the Reb Nochem, one little yesoid. Zog the Reb Nochem azeg. Till now we learn, Cheskes Kolma is a raya, you bought it. I'm the Morikame. You claim that you bought it. Achzukin shebegan veloim achzikinen. Goydres is no raya. Suim lashi velaaskir is no raya. Shutvim is no raya. Aber tfise is no shaykhis to a raya. We know what happened. The wall fell. Aber you are zeiche because you are tofus. Amoitzi mechaveir all of a raya. You have a tfise. Amoitzi mechaveir all of a raya. This is the way we learn alemol. Sogt Reb Nochem, we have to go on one more shlav. Even tfise that works, even both people, both parties don't know. Machli pora bechamoyim. We don't know what happened. And you have a tfise. You have a tfise. Machli pora bechamoyim. We don't know what happened, and we have a tfise. Abayis ve'aliyah. No one knows who belongs to Rockston, but we have a tfise. That tfise doesn't arrive that it's mine, that Mistoma I didn't steal. But, Zogt Reb Nochem, Tfise only helps, not stam, because it's a physical thing, it's by me, and if you want to open my hand, it takes time to open my hand, you can't open my hand to take it out without a raya. This is the way Klal Yisrael learns till now. Muchzokis is a raya, you bought it, or we have a sofek, amach libor bechamor, sofek pchoyer, tak v'koyer, we don't know, we leave it by the so person that it is. So we think stam, we leave it by him, sofek, we can't take it out. The koyach of tfisa is how tfisa works. The way tfisa works, the koyach of tfisa is we leave it by the person that it is. Why? Because it looks like it is. Not because we have a raya that it is. It looks like it is. The hay. When someone is going out with a shirt, it looks like it's his. Not because achzuki in shebegan veloy machzikinen. Where it is, it's by him. Stam, it's his. Not al tzaraya sheboy. How it looks. Tfisa means, amoytzi mechaveiro alav araya, where the chayfetz looks that he is, there we leave him. This is the koyach of tfisa. We leave the chayfetz where he is. Val is a tofus in the chayfetz. We leave the chayfetz where the chayfetz is. This is the koyach of tfise. Not stam a physical pull. You can't pull it out of him because I'm oitzim mechaveir alav araya. The lomdus is, he's the tofus. He looks like a bailim. We leave it by him. This is koyach of tfise. Tfise also has to have a koyach that you look like a bailim. Zok de gemore. Shutfim loikab di adodi. Shutfim let each other to hold chayfets of each other, right? So when you see a chayfets by a shutef, you don't see that it's by you. You don't see that it's by him. Dehainu. When I see someone is going with a car, I assume the car is his. But if I know two people own the car, and I see one of the partners are driving in the car, I don't think that they sold the car. Right? I'm asking you a shayla. When someone has a car, even if it's a suim le'ashiv ve'le'haskil, now he gives it to someone else. Could be he gave it out. And could be Taki sold it. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Right? He has a car. He's alamol, he rents out the car. Well now, could be Taki, this time is also one of the rented times. Could be that other person bought it. Oh, but when two people own a chayfetz, and one day he drives, one day Kolzman, one of the two, are holding on to it, we assume that it belongs to both. So it's even at a tfise. Not zog the Gemara. Shutfim lekabdi adodi is even at a tfise. So it's the same shutfim lekabdi adodi from our sugya. Not like Rashi. Rabbeinu Hanan al Bayos and all the Rishonim Bayos learn Pshat in Abayis Ve'Aliyah, and they bring that this is the Moker of Shutim Lekabdi Adodi. It's the same Yesod. Just it's twice. And Shutim Lekabdi Adodi, when you see someone has a Chayfetz, how it came to him. Achzukin Shebegan Ve'Leim Achzukinen. By Shutim is no Raya. By Shutim is no Raya. This is Shlav Aleph. But even Tfisa by Shutfim doesn't work. Because Shutfim lekav the Adodi. So we have two Pshotim uptight in the Gemara of Metzia. The Gemara is talking about a house that fell down. And one guy is a Tofus. And the Gemara says the third Teretz, Inami Shutfim lekav the Adodi. Now, what is the first third Teretz? Shutfim lekav the Adodi. So Lefi Rashi, the Pshat is, he's not even a Tofus. Why? Because he's Mashal the Mokrim. For the Ktzois, where's the Kinyan? Against the Shaila. Zogna Adar Rishay, not that he's Makna the Mokrim. It's his. It's in his Mokrim. A Tfise from a Shutef doesn't look like a Tfise. Val Shutfim Lekab the Adodi says Nishken Tfise. This is the Pshat that all of the Rishayim could bring in our Sugye, the Mokrim for the Shutfim Lekabdi, that a person is not Makpit. To leave it by the friend from the Sugin Bob Metzia. Because Dosti the Asayid of Shutfim Lekab the Adodi. This is the Emes Avot Leksha Atzmoy. This is the Emes Avot Leksha Atzmoy. Now that this is Emes, just one more step. You see how Zayin Adobo Soif, about one part that is so glad. We'll go back to the Rimigash, to all of the Rishonim and our Sugin.
We'll take the ribigash. The Gemara asked the Kashe, afilu on lefichoch, dahainu, avade on lefichoch, if I don't know that I have to build together, is no yachloiku. But after that I know that I have to build together, for sure would be yachloiku. So the Gemara, yeah, I know that I have to build together, I know lefichoch, but I thought that muchzik is better from lefichoch, right? I thought that Buchzik is better from Lefichoch. Komash Malon. What? That Lefichoch is better? Komash Malon, Zog the Rimigash, Shutfim Lekabdi Adodi. He's not even a Tofus. He's not even a Tofus. Again, the Gemara Sal Kedai to Hamine, that even that I know that they have to build together, but the Gemara asked the Kasha, why I need Lefichoch? I could figure out Lefichoch myself. So Gemara, but Lefichoch doesn't help against Tfise. What is the Komash Malon? Not that the Lefichoch could help. Komash Malon Shutfim Lekabdi Adodi. He's not a Tofus. He's not even a Tofus. Why? Because by Shutfim, when I see it by the other person, I don't see that he's a Tofus. Now all the three questions are Miyushev. Komash Malon, that he's not a Tofus. Why is not a Tofus? If it will be a Tofus, Zog the Rimigash, Tofus will win Lefichoch. Or the Shutfim Lekabdi Adodi. He's not a Tofus. We ask, but he doesn't want to be Makna the Mokrim. He doesn't need to be Makna the Mokrim. But he doesn't look like a Tofus. We ask, Manefshach. But how we know that it's Shutfim? The answer is again, we know Lefichoch. But we said Lefichoch is not a raya to win Muchzokus. Lefichoch cannot be moitzi from Muchzokus. Lefichoch cannot be moitzi from Amigu. But because we know that the Shutfim, the other person doesn't look like a Tofus. he claims I'm not a Shutef. But he doesn't look like a Tofus. Kozman, he doesn't look like a Tofus. He can't be moitzi from Lefichoch. Lefidari Migash, the Seder Advorim is like this. We know Lefichoch. We know that they built together. And we know that they're Shutfim. Oh, but Tfise could win Lefichoch. Oh, but the answer is, Val, you know Lefichoch. So you're right, it's not a Raya, it's not a Morikame. Oh, but Val, you know that the Shutfim, the other person, cannot become a Tofus. So this is Etzem Divrei HaGemore. This is Etzem. What? Again. What he's claiming is not a Shutta, but when we see it by him, we see Muchzokis, no. We know that it belongs to both. We know that it belongs to both. If you be a Muchzik, he could claim that he's a Shutta, right? But how we see it by him? We don't see that it left the Shutfis. We don't see that it left the Shutfis. If we learn Alemol, Shutu Lekab the Adodi, I gave it to him, I have a Schus to Taine, you're right. That Muchzokis here, we don't have to break the Muchzokis. Here we speak about the Shaila, we see a Muchzik, we don't see a Muchzik.
We see it, we don't see tfise. We know lefichoch. We know that they build it together. Just that what we know cannot win chishon mishpat. But the other person becomes a muchzik, we see it by him. Kol man, we assume that belongs to both, we don't see it by him. We don't see it by him. We don't see the tfise. Kol man, we don't see the tfise, the mele, we don't have a tfise. We don't see here a tfise. That we don't see a tfise, but mele, it doesn't become a tofus. Medat na ayin asach in them. But in Arm is Geras, I want tomorrow to go weiter in the Gemara.